Good morning, everyone. So Mark 11, it says, when they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethpage and Bethany near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say, the Lord needs it, and he will send it back. Then they went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. And as they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, what are you doing untying the colt? And they told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. In the passage, Jesus reveals who he is, and he fulfills what was foretold in the Old Testament. He fulfills that prophecy. Jesus directs his disciples to go into the village and bring back the colt that they find there. The disciples are obedient. They follow his direction. And just as he said, the colt is there. When confronted by villagers, they said the words exactly that Jesus had told them to say. And so they are able to take the colt. They do not deviate. They do not make it up. They do not do it by themselves. They follow exactly what Jesus has asked them to say. In biblical times, a leader would ride a horse if he was coming in war, but he would ride a donkey if he was coming in peace. By coming on a donkey into Jerusalem, Jesus is showing that he is coming peacefully. He is showing what his intention was. He did not want to be misunderstood as a political leader who was going to overthrow governments and rulers. A donkey is a common animal. Jesus was a king. But by riding a donkey, he shows us that he came to serve and not to be served, not just to be served. He came humbly. People greeted Jesus in the same way as they would greet a king, like David or Solomon, who may have entered Jerusalem with people placing branches and clothes on the floor for the king to walk over. In 2 Kings 9, verse 13, it tells how Jehu the king was welcomed. They all took their cloaks and spread them for him on bare steps. They blew the trumpet and proclaimed, Jehu is king. Jesus enters Jerusalem as a king. A king who comes in peace. But the people respond to him like he is a king. They recognize that he is a king. The Old Testament prophesies of one who would come, meek and humble, riding on a donkey. In Zechariah 9, verse 9, it says, lo, your king comes to you, victorious is he, humble and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So by entering Jerusalem in this way, on a donkey, Jesus is declaring who he is. The crowd is confronted with him and have a decision to make. Will they accept him as their king? Will they accept him as their Lord or not? This passage marks a relationship shift that begins between Jesus and his disciples. In Mark, the disciples call Jesus Master. Master has connotations of slaves and masters, and Jesus is their master, the master that they have chosen to follow. The Bible tells us a slave cannot have two masters. But it's only after the resurrection that disciples in Mark call him Lord. But in this verse says, if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Just say, the Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. Jesus is beginning to show them, if they haven't already got it, that he is not just their master, but he is their Lord. Jesus knew exactly where the colt was. Was it prearranged? We don't know. Was it supernatural insight? That's where I like to think. Jesus is showing himself to be more than a wise teacher. He is showing himself as God, all-knowing and all-seeing. When Jesus tells them to get the donkey, he says to them, the Lord needs it. The disciples have followed him like a rabbi, listening to his stories and wisdom. But now, through this event, he is revealing himself as the Lord, the Son of God. This passage sits between, well, the next part of the Bible talks about Jesus cursing a fig tree. Then Jesus cleanses the temple and the tables are upturned. And then the fig tree dies. The temple and the fig tree are unfruitful. The temple should have been a house of prayer for all nations. It symbolized God's presence. It was a holy place. The Jews were supposed to be a blessing to all people. They were supposed to pray for all people. They were supposed to worship God in the temple. It was set up as a way for people to encounter God, to encounter his forgiveness and his love. But that is not what Jesus finds there. Just as the fig tree was unfruitful, so is the temple. The fig tree withered and died because it did not fulfill its purpose. Jesus cleanses the temple because it is not fulfilling its purpose. And not only is it not fulfilling its original designs, it has become a place where robbers and thieves are allowed to exist unchallenged. Being unfruitful leads to judgment both for the fig tree and for the temple. So who is Jesus to us? We've been looking at the Lordship of God and Jesus at the start of this year. This Easter time, let us reflect and ask ourselves, is he our Lord? Is he Lord of every area of our lives? Do we recognize him as the Messiah, the one we have been waiting for? Can we see that he is God's Son? Are we obedient like the disciples were? And do we do what he asks of us? Even if it sounds a bit risky, even if we think we might be a bit foolish, is there somebody in our world, in our workplace, in our neighbourhood who needs us to talk to them? Is there something God is asking us to do with our resources, our time, our skills, our gifts, and our money? Are we being obedient? Jesus declares to us through the story of Easter who he is, and we have to decide how we respond. We may have responded years ago and said yes to following Jesus, but do we need to commit ourselves to him again this Easter time? Or maybe we have avoided responding to him, ignored his call to follow him, and maybe he is revealing himself to us again this morning. So how are we going to respond?